Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Before going to Florida, the president met with Governor Cuomo at the White House to talk about reopening. And as Glenn Schuck reports, the governor says they put all the political stuff aside. Glenn?
Governor Cuomo says the main goals for his meeting with the president was to stress how important he feels it's going to be to accelerate projects like the new Penn Station and the Hudson River tunnels and get people back to work this summer while ridership is still down.
If he gives us the green light, this is not going to be years of discussion. I have a shovel in the trunk of my car. We'll start this afternoon, right? It was a good discussion. He understood what we were talking about, understood what we need.
Now, this as the city is staring at a $9 billion deficit. Mayor de Blasio says the feds must bail us out. As the city continues to expand testing for COVID-19, there are now 180 locations. And those testing positive, well, those numbers keep falling.
Staying under that 15% threshold is what we want to see. We are at 8% today. And that is so good to see. Every day we're in single digits.
So as Long Island is now partially reopened, New York City still inching closer, but not quite there yet. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, here in Midtown.